Geek Radio Daily for Not Monday. Kind of a big one, too, yesterday. I mean, look what we finally learned. We learned that they're finally going to not kill people with Dragon Con. Good job, Dragon Con. Virtual Dragon Con. Woo!
And anybody who isn't out there wearing a mask and being smart and washing their hands and giving a crap about other people, you're the reason. It's not some left-wing conspiracy or anything like that. You're just too damn lazy and don't give a crap about other people. We want to do geek stuff.
Nah, see, we proved it to left-wing conspiracy because that's why Hamilton was filmed 5 or 6 years ago so they could show it to us now. They don't do that because they knew that's when they were going to bring the virus. Hi, everybody.
Hamilton isn't left-wing or right-wing. It's American.
We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The folks bringing it to you, the man that knows what he needs to get through the day. It's podcasting for Rich Siegfried.
So I seized the opportunity and dropped my pants.
That's usually how it happens. And me, I'm the guy that's got my finger everywhere. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I have lots of little investments all over the place.
Just here and there and everywhere. What happened, sir?
It would have been really funny if you'd switch those drops. 1742, the Russian mathematician Christian Goldbach dates a letter to Leonhard Euler in which he presents his famous conjecture, later known as Goldbach's conjecture. Goldberg's conjecture proposes that every even natural number greater than 2 is equal to the sum of 2 prime numbers. The theory will remain perpetually unproven due to the infinite nature of numbers, even through the computer age, despite the fact that it can be proven for numbers up to 4 times 1014. Have they tried 4 times 1015?
1802, the first comic book in history, The Wasp, is published in Hudson, New York. The Wasp was created by Robert Rusticoat.
1920, a radio compass is used for the first time on a U.S. Navy airplane.
I like the podcast compass.
1936, NBC makes its first attempt at actual programming after more than 6 years of testing. The program is a 30-minute variety show distributed by RCA licensees. It's a dance ensemble, film clips, monologues, speeches, vocal numbers. It's just a mishmash of stuff.
And it was brought to you by Dick Clark. Same day, same year, several U.S. patents are issued for the Phillips head screwdriver to inventor Henry F. Phillips. Those things have only been around since 1936.
Yeah, right. 1944, Universal Pictures releases the horror film The Mummy's Ghost, directed by Reginald LeBorg, starring Lon Chaney Jr., Robert Carradine, Robert Lowry, and Ramsey Ames. It is a sequel to The Mummy's Tomb, which, you know, spoilers, that means he died because his ghost is here.
Huh. Oh. 1947, many believe this is the date on which a crashed UFO is found during the course of what will later become known as the Roswell UFO incident, the day after... 60 plus years later, we find out Dragon Con is canceled. Coincidence?
1960, Universal releases The Brides of Dracula, directed by Terrence Fisher, starring Peter Cushing, Margarita Hunt, Yvonne Mahler, David Peel, keeping the franchise alive without Christopher Lee. Hey, bring his wife in!
1977, the film The Spy Who Loved Me, directed by Lewis Gilbert and starring Roger Moore as James Bond, Barbara Bach, Kurt Juergens, and Richard Kyle, is released to UK theaters. It is the 10th film in the James Bond franchise and the 3rd to star Roger Moore.
1978, Universal Pictures releases Battlestar Galactica, directed by Richard Colla, starring Richard Hatch, Dirk Benedict, Lauren Green, released to Canadian, European, and Japanese theaters. It's recut from the pilot of the American TV series entitled Saga of a Star World. In fact, the film was released to defray the cost of the 3-hour pilot episode, which was produced on a budget of $7 million, the largest single-episode television budget ever, until the cast for Friends showed up.
1981, the first solar-powered aircraft, the Solar Challenger, crosses the English Channel.
1987, Canon releases CAT, a personal computer-slash-electronic typewriter hybrid largely designed by Jeff Raskin, architect of the Macintosh. He should have stuck with his buddy Bass.
1988, the unmanned Russian space probe Phobos-1 is launched on a mission to study Mars and its moon, Phobos and Deimos.
1992, Federal District Court Judge Fern Smith awards Louis Galoop Toys $15 million in the company's lawsuit against Nintendo over violations of Nintendo's copyright involving the Game Genie video game enhancer. You can never say no to a genie.
1997, the comic strip Zits by Jerry Scott and Jim Borgman is first released.
2000, Sony releases a portable version of its legacy PlayStation game console called the PS1 in Japan. The PS1 as we know it.
2004, Buena Vista Pictures releases the film King Arthur, directed by Antoine Fuqua and starring Clive Owen, Eon Gruffudd, Mads Mikkelsen. Wow, he's been around for a while. Joel Edgerton, Kieran Knightley, Ray Winstone, Stephen Delane, Stellan Skarsgård, and Til Schweiger to U.S. theaters. The makers of the film claim to present a historically accurate version of the Arthurian legends, supposedly inspired by new archaeological findings. The accuracy of these claims is subject to debate, and the film is unusual in representing Arthur as a Roman soldier rather than a medieval knight.
2006, Buena Vista Pictures releases Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, directed by Gore Verbinski, with Johnny Depp, Orlando Bloom, Keira Knightley, Bill Nighy, Stellan Skarsgård, Jack Davenport, Tom Holland, Naomi Harris. The first one was really good.
Yeah, you can't find a more fun pirate movie than that first one. Love it. The same day, same year, Warner Independent releases the animated science fiction film A Scanner Darkly, directed by Richard Linklater and starring Keanu Reeves and Robert Downey Jr.
2008, Pioneer announces the creation of a 16-layer read-only optical disc with a 400-gig capacity. They needed it for Lord of the Rings.
And 2589, Dr. Catherine Housley delivers a eulogy to Spartan B312 on the re-terraformed Reach.
Halo Reach made me cry, y'all. Birthdays?
Christian Camargo, 48, from House of Cards, Eliza in Twilight and Penny Dreadful.
Cree Summers, 50, that's Penny and Inspector Gadget, Elmira in Tiny Toons, Janie on Gargoyles, Foxy Love on Drawn Together. I think she sang the theme song or was part of A Different World.
Yeah, she was a cast member in Different World. She is a beast of a voice actor. So many things. Jorga Fox, 51, from CSI Memento, not CSI Memento, very different show, West Wing, House of Frankenstein.
I'd really like to see CSI Memento. Jim Gaffigan is 53 from Mr. Universe, Super Troopers, The Jim Gaffigan Show, and he was the third of the new Colonel Sanders.
He's a fantastic stand-up. Jim Gaffigan Show was so good. Billy Campbell, 60, from Bram Stoker's Dracula, Helix. He was almost Riker in The Next Generation. Huh, didn't know that. But he was amazing as the Rocketeer.
I've got his autograph.
Nice.
Shelley Duvall is 70, Olive Oil and Popeye, The Shining, and Time Bandits.
Born to stay no longer with us in 1752, Joseph Marie Jacquard helped develop the programmable loom, or the Jacquard loom, which led to the modern computer.
In that movie, Wanted. 1880, Otto Frederick Rohrwieder, American engineer, created the first automatic bread slicing machine for commercial use, so he invented sliced bread.
And look, if there's been anybody who's defined cool better than him, I don't think they have. 1907, Robert A. Heinlein, author of The Puppet Masters, Starship Troopers, and Stranger in a Strange Land.
1919, John Pertwee, who we all best know as the Third Doctor. Damn, his kid looks a lot like him.
That's true. CBS, we've got a rerun of NCIS, FBI, and FBI Most Wanted.
ABC. Oh, we got the rerun of Live in front of an audience. Norman Lear's All in the Family and the Jeffersons, followed by Blackish and a new What Would You Do?
Well, I'd read what's on NBC. Oh. On NBC, we've got a rerun of America's Got Talent and World of Dance.
Fox, it's a rerun of Hell's Kitchen and a rerun of Gordon Ramsay's 24 Hours to Hell and Back. What is it with food and hell? Does all foods come from demons?
I tell you, maybe what happens to the bathroom when I come back from a Taco Bell on CW. Pat makes the choice that he and Courtney should tell Barbara the truth after Courtney gets into trouble following a confrontation on a new Star Girl and Barry Brewer. Chicago, I'm home.
AMC will be showing The Green Mile. I'm tired, boss. The Green Mile.
FX has Pacific Rim. Uprising. It's okay.
FXX on your Simpsons Marathon. You got Lisa Sachs, the Cartridge Family, and the two Mrs. Nahasa Papa Piba. I can't say Apu's name right. I never could.
On FXM, they're going to answer all the questions you might have had about him, because they have Dracula Untold.
So watch Bram Stoker's Dracula at the beginning when he goes off to fight. Pause, watch this movie, then come back and finish watching Bram Stoker's Dracula. IFC's got your Parks and Rec Marathon.
BBC America has a classic British film, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Sci-Fi will be showing Resident Evil the Final Chapter, and I'm not sure that it was.
Probably wasn't. TBS, Celebrity Show Off.
True TV, Mary holds a final town meeting before heading out on tour, and the garage gets converted into a crab shack on Turdy Works. But we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network, because a woman's life is turned upside down when she wakes up in the hospital with memory fragmentation following a vehicle crash. CSI Memento shows up, and they're all unsure if she can trust those closest to her, which leads her to seek answers. Leads her to seek answers before she faces danger again. Helena Madison and Corey Sevier star in Her Deadly Reflections.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. With a gun pointed at his face, Chad tries to convince Brady he's with the FBI. But Brady is a little suspicious. But Lawyer Supreme Chad smooths it all over. Though his friends do get hurt. But not him, so Sonny tells Chad about a scheme to make a lot of money, and Chad decides to be a good guy and decline it. But Sonny leaves his number, you know, just in case, and says, come on, Chad, make your move. It will be a fantastic homecoming. Unless you're an orphan, black comedy is so amusing. Hashtag Chabby forever.
Ooh, it's time to check your mailbox.
Morning, Geeves. Regarding K, that's C-A-Y, as in K in the robotic dolphin story, K, Ki, Quay, these are homophones and synonyms. I think they're an example of alternate spellings for the same word that all found a niche to survive in modern usage. Well, that's fascinating, and I kind of remember our robotic dolphin story. In fact, I do remember our robotic dolphin story, and I don't remember what they were called, but that's good to know. That way I can say Ki all the time, and when somebody says what, I can say no. I said Quay. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Don't forget, coming up this Friday night, we're going to be playing Jackbox again, streaming it up there on Twitch. By all means, you're allowed to come join with us, have fun, be in the audience, play the games with us. This Saturday is the 11th, which means it's poker time again. If you need help with either one of those things, just drop a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com, or by all means, send us some voicemail, send us a text message, just use the numbers.
510-GRD-CROW.
And I don't know who texted it, because they didn't tell us.
What their telephone number is.
A wanderer of the first people, a healer on the run from his church, an honor-bound veteran of the wars, a young woman struggling with her arcane power, a blade-bound orphan from the streets whose legacy is The Heart of the Hunter, a fantasy audiobook set in the shared world of Kor and I, from the co-creator of Changeling the Dreaming and Wraith the Oblivion, available for free at bit.do/hearthunter.
Hi, this is Zach Ward, otherwise known as Scut Farkas, and I double dog dare you to listen to Geek Radio Daily.
I mean, you know what you get if you win?
Knowledge.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
Well, come on now. What is out there today, sir?
From our TV aisle, we've got the Murdoch Mysteries, Series 13.
God, I hope he finds those trash bags. Must be anime based on title alone, Shakuga no Shana, Season 1.
How heavy are the dumbbells you lift? The complete series.
From our re-release department, we get the classic movie, Spaced Invaders. Yes, we've made many jokes about it. You probably shouldn't see it, but go ahead and do it anyway.
We've also got The War of the Worlds, the Criterion Collection. Is that the one with Tom Cruise?
That's the one with Dr. Clayton Forrester. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
In our regular movies department, we have porno.
What? We also have American Whisper.
5. Must die!
Oh! Sorry we missed you.
Oh, did you see the lost husband out there anywhere?
I think he got stuck in an escape room, Quest of Fear.
Well, the proximity to it just makes me nervous.
He probably actually had bailed and rather went to go see Trolls World Tour.
Probably. But if anything, though, we're getting the story of a man haunted by what happens to him as a child. Corey has all but repressed the memory of the demonic tooth fairy that terrorized him and his family 20 years ago, as one does. As disturbing nightmares and residual memories increasingly plague him, everything comes to a head at a reunion between Corey and his old uni friends. One by one, they're killed, and their teeth are extracted, with the friends pointing the fingers squarely at Corey. Finding the true horror of what is behind the killings is revealed. Jake Watkins, Katie McKenna, and not even a damn cameo from Larry the Cable Guy. You got Tooth Fairy. The Root of Evil.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world. From a geeky point of view, Andy Serkis made a big name for himself as a motion capture actor. Big franchises, of course, Lord of the Rings, where he played Gollum. That face, that voice, inseparable from Tolkien's story for fans of the Peter Jackson films. And for all of those fans, you should be excited to know that Serkis's voice at least, is returning to Middle-earth.
Well, Smeagol always says,
If they ask for us...
HarperCollins, the publisher, is putting together a new audiobook release of The Hobbit, read by the one and only Mr. Andy Serkis. An unabridged reading will follow the story of Bilbo and his adventures with a grumpy wizard, a company of dwarves, culminating in the confrontation with a dragon and a massive battle. You know the story. There's eagles. There's Gollum. His most iconic role makes a small, very important appearance, meaning that you'll get a chance to have another take at the Gollum voice with Andy Serkis, maybe this time to really give it the heart of the character and what motivates him.
We want it. Must have the precious, based on the novel Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien.
And oh, yeah, the audiobook itself is slated for September for a good cause, too. Circus donated his reader's fee to the Disasters Emergency Committee. Audiobooks can be super fun, and a lot of performances in them are just so much better than you would expect. And if you're fans of the movies, this is going to be a huge delight. Pre-order available now, and this could lead to some adaptations of, you know, fan-based works, like the one where Gollum keeps the ring and becomes a force to be reckoned with.
Perhaps we grow very strong, stronger within Wraith. Lord Sméagol, Gollum the Great, Gollum.
If this happens, we'll be sure to write it up and tell you all about it in a future published Gollum.
Netflix is bringing Hamish Steele's horror comedy graphic novels Dead India to the small screen, adapting the tales in the form of a 2D animated series.
Which will show us Pugsley accidentally turning Barney into a dog and Norma into a cat.
Steele will serve as showrunner of the upcoming series. The animated series follows four friends as they balance jobs at an amusement park's haunted house while battling the totally real supernatural forces that dwell within.
And try not to get possessed by a demon named Temuculus.
The series from Blink Industries will feature the voice talents of Zach Braff as Barney, Cody Kavitha as Norma, Emily Osment as Courtney, Alex Brightman as Pugsley, Miss Coco Peru as Pauline Phoenix, Dr. Kenny Tran as Logs, and Kathleen Kavari as Badia.
I lost another audition?
Dead India is about terrifying demons, vengeful ghosts, and mysterious magic. It is also about coming of age in a world that wasn't made for you. It's a drama about found family, identity, and making mistakes. Steele said in a statement that he's always dreamed of making the show he needed as a lonely, horror-obsessed, closeted gay kid, and thanks to Netflix and our ridiculously talented, diverse, and representative writers' room and crew, we have shot way past my dreams and into wildest fantasy territory. And, of course, also to teach the world some harsh truths.
Like, demons are not necessarily evil, and angels, not necessarily good.
Expect Dead India to land on Netflix sometime in 2021, if you can handle being twisted.
In 2018, the movie Warrior Angels was released in China. It's a fantasy comedy with characters that certainly resemble those from the video game The King of Fighters, and a court in Beijing ruled that, yeah, you know what, so much so that that movie violated SNK's copyright.
If you can't play to win, go play a puzzle game.
A Beijing court ordered SNK China the equivalent of $111,500 in damages and ordered that the movie must be pulled from distribution. That ruling, though, is being appealed.
You can't win only by power.
The movie's red-clad woman doesn't only look inspired by Mei Shiranani's design, but rather as if it was Mei Shirani cosplay.
Oh, art imitating art imitating art.
The characters also move like Mei Shirani, and things do get gratuitous, but the movie doesn't only have the SNK characters look. Warrior Angels also features characters that resemble other SNK designs from The King of Fighters 97 and 98, such as Chang Kohan, minus the beard, and Bunamaru Nikado, with worse hair and fewer muscles. All this evidence is why the court ruled in favor of The King of Fighters.
This is the natural result.
There's even one character in the movie that resembles Choi Bounge, who originally appeared to take design cues from Freddy Krueger, but interesting designs does not win a lawsuit. Faith is what wins. That, and a devastating left hook.
For over three decades, Dark Horse Comics produced a variety of Alien and Predator comics. Dark Horse was even the first company to come up with Alien vs. Predator.
They made Jonesy a goddamn sexual Tyrannosaurus!
However, there's a major change coming for the two franchises. Marvel has picked up the Alien and Predator comic rights with plans to publish new series in 2021.
Well, does that make Ripley a Disney princess? Oh, but look, if she gets shot, she ain't got time to bleed.
According to Marvel, the new comic series will feature new and classic characters from Earth and beyond to explore never-before-seen corners of both the Alien and Predator universes.
Sure, yeah, you watch. They're going to be at the Space Cowboys homeworld within 6 months. Watch!
Marvel also released two promo images by artist David Finch. Comic fans may find the first image particularly compelling because it hints that a Predator could come gunning for Iron Man and the Avengers.
It worked for Batman.
However, Alien and Predator will remain within their own universe as opposed to integration with the larger Marvel universe. Regardless, it doesn't mean that crossovers are impossible. Dark Horse previously sent the aliens and the predators against a variety of superheroes, including Batman and Superman.
Superman Aliens was better than it had any right to be at all.
There's nothing more thrilling than a story that will keep you at the edge of your seat. And Alien and Predator have delivered that time and time again, said Marvel editor-in-chief C.B. Cebulski. I can clearly remember where I was when I saw each of these modern masterpieces for the first time, and reveling in how both masterfully weave extraterrestrial dread and drama into some of the most iconic scenes we've ever seen on film. And it's that legacy that we're going to live up to. All while listening to John Denver. Country roads and xenomorphs, aliens and predator, Nostromo's ship of doom, leave her alone, you drippy bitch.
Two blockbuster 1980s properties are teaming up for the first time ever.
Puppet Master and the Howling?
No, sadly, but things are going to get pretty heavy when Back to the Future meets the Transformers and plans for such a mind-blowing crossover have just been unwrapped.
Heavy? How much do Transformers weigh in your time period?
It's been 35 years since Back to the Future premiered in theaters.
We're that old.
And to commemorate this milestone, Hasbro is partnering with Amblin Entertainment to create a multi-platform event that will forever change the way you look at the franchise, as well as certain alien robots, with a penchant for proving time and time again that they are indeed more than meets the eye.
Wait, a flux capacitor powered by Energon? It will give you the touch and the power of love?
The Transformers Back to the Future even has a comic coming from IDW, a four-part series that has Marty McFly just returning to his home sweet home, Hill Valley 85, and everything's looking great. Doc Brown's time machine attracts the attention of the Decepticons, though, and with one small mistake, Marty finds himself thrust into the adventure to stop the Decepticon plot in the past, present, and future, all with the help of a new time machine, the Autobot Gigawatt.
Are there 1.21 of them?
Probably, because you can buy that figure right now. And again, why it exists. Story details are scant at this point, and I love that word, but we're hoping that Biff is some sort of Decepticon secret agent. Maybe they're going to have the Sports Almanac, and they offer Biff the chance to recreate Hell Valley, which means Doc will also have to maybe create a hybrid Transformer out of a time machine for Marty to pilot. It'll be a Mandalorian. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Yeah.
That's gold, ladies and gentlemen. You're getting this show for free.
For free.
You understand that?
I mean, if you went to Patreon, you know, you could throw some money our way and get something like, hey, this weekend, Patreon folks, watch your mailboxes because I should have the thing done. I didn't get finished this weekend. That'll happen. But I got to get that done in between us playing Jackbox on Friday and poker on Saturday. Make it all happen. Drop us a note, won't you please? Ask us questions. You'll get answers. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you know, the voicemail, the text thing. Just use the numbers.
510-GRD.
And we'll be seeing.
Mandalorian. Jokes like that. It's the way.
Doesn't anyone know how to turn off the program when they leave?
I've spoken.
This is developing into a very bad habit.
Damage averted. All systems operative.
Are you out of your mind? What are you doing
here? Will you just listen to me for
a
minute?
You're jealous. You found out that I was here with Neville and
you
said...
No, I'm not jealous. Listen, Jenny, Bigelow's been murdered.
Murdered?
You remember at the studio what I told you about the rocket we found? Well, the people that are looking for it murdered Bigelow to get to me. And now they're after you. They have your picture, the one from the GV. Jenny... Prepare yourself for a shock. I'm the Rocketeer.
The Rocka who?
Oh, for crying out loud. Haven't you read the papers?
No, I've been working all day.
But look, it's them. The guys with the snapshot. You gotta get out of here. I want you to get in a cab right now, go to your mom's in Redlands, and stay there until you hear from me, okay?
Give me one good reason why I should believe any of this.
If anything ever happened to you, I'd go out of my mind. I swear I would.
Oh.